This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Coming on strong.
Pass the Mucinex, please.
Yes. I know. I feel like we're all doing that.
You know, I think when we get started every hour, I'm going to come in and you guys all laugh at me because I have some different way of introducing us each hour. But it's kind of fun to think about what's going on and how I can bring people around to being focused on what's going on. And so I have this big intro.
Oh.
And I choke. What is the time of year? This time of year, well, I'd find on the farm almost every time of the year now, you have allergies. I sneezed last night, and I don't know why I was sneezing. It's just sneezed. You know, a lot of it is allergies, but sometimes it just happens. You got to clear stuff out, and that's what we're doing, clearing things out. Let's start new and fresh. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. Jen has lost her voice. So let's get at what we think is the best, the most topical item of the hour, Victoria.
Well, Southwest Airlines is in the trending news right now, and not for great reasons. They have got so many issues with their mechanics, lack thereof. The planes have been taken out of service. They have 750 airplanes in their fleet, and more than 40 were taken out just yesterday. And that's twice the average on a typical day. That's obviously created a domino effect. It disrupted flights across the country. They had to cancel 186 flights in one day. That's 4% of their total operation. Another 730 Southwest flights were delayed because of these maintenance issues. And we talked just the other day about how the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, is looking into if Southwest is properly reporting the weight of their planes due to the luggage. So they're under the spotlight a bit for that. And now all of their mechanic issues, I think there was a union dispute with the mechanics, and so they are short-staffed at the moment. And so their fleet, they say it's an all-hands-on-deck staffing policy for the mechanics right now. They have not been able to resolve all of the issues. And if you are flying Southwest, I would guess for the next few days, definitely plan ahead and anticipate delays and cancellations.
Southwest is not my – I fly a lot – and I don't like Southwest. I never have, really. They're an expediency if you're going on a short trip and you want to get there and you don't want to have to worry. You pay for a seat, usually. Now they're the same price as everybody else. There's nothing special about Southwest. I'll tell you, there are two things. And actually, this is going on with pretty much all of the other airlines, and not many people know behind the story, the story behind the scenes. But I'll tell you, that in terms of, for example, you said Southwest has 750 planes. They're all Boeing 737s, which is the workhorse. More 737s have been built and are in use than any other airplane on the planet. They're a good, reliable plane. Some of the newer ones have a little too much technology for the average person to understand, thus the situation in Europe a month or so ago. But American, which is the airline that I fly most of the time, leaves me cold in many circumstances. I guess I just fly because it's handy. They have more flights to Los Angeles, and that's where I go most of the time than anybody else out of Boston. So I put up or tolerate with their foolishness. But they have a fleet of 840 planes. And you just heard the nuance here. This is a little, again, I'm nuancing the story. In any normal day, an airline with that many planes will have 1% to 2% of them out of service for service. So you see in the, for example, Southwest has in New York And I think, well, wherever their other bases are, Dallas Love, they'll have big hangars, and the planes go in the hangars, and they change. It's like anything else. Service, they find out what's wrong with the plane, fix the seats, fix electrical, whatever maintenance problems pilots will report. They deal with them in regular fashion. But the planes are running so much, and they're so tight, they turn on 35 or 40 minutes in each when they're in and they're out. So they don't really have a lot of time to check the planes, and thus little things don't get fixed. And little things become medium-sized things, and medium-sized things become big things. And the reason that I don't like flying on Southwest is because I don't really feel secure at 35,000 feet, frankly. I don't, that for the reasons that Victoria just explained, they've always been like that. They've been very profitable, well run in the sense that people like them because they're convenient, but they don't do a great job, and this problem has plagued them for years. Now that American is the largest airline in the world, the same sort of thing, because the management of American is not the old American management. It's this guy, Doug Parker, who came through. He did get his training under a guy named Crandall, who ran American probably better than any other chairman has in the history of the airline. But they, you know, they teach him how to do things, and Parker's always been a cheapskate and buy cheap planes and run them and run them and run them. And so now the planes, I was, excuse me, on a plane coming back from Peru, that I said to the flight attendant, why are there these big holes in the seats where the video monitors used to be? They just took them out, and they left the big hole in the back of the seat. I said, what do you do? What is this? This is a 7.5 hour flight, and I'm going to look at this hole in the back of the seat? I'm in first class. I shouldn't have to look at that. And she said, well, they just took them out, but they don't have time to fix the seats because the planes are running all the time. And that literally is what's going on. I heard somebody else tell me the same thing, that the planes are running and running and running. So when little things are wrong, they're not fixing them. And there was a public complaint about that in one of the American bases a week or two ago. Same sort of thing. We can't get things fixed because the plane has to go. Don't worry about it. We'll fix it later. Let's go. And so I don't think that makes me as a flyer feel great about what the plane is doing at 35,000 feet. And so there's that, and I don't know. I just saw Delta ordered a bunch of Airbus, bigger Airbuses, to do their international, some of their international stuff, and that's just not as good a plane, although I never thought I'd say this. I said it to a flight attendant the other day, and I'm probably in the weeds too much now, but I'll stop with this comment. This new Boeing 737 MAX is a piece of crap. I flew on one the other day coming back from Los Angeles. Wasn't supposed to be, but it was all they had, so that's what we flew.
Is that actually, I know we've talked about this plane before, but when you book your ticket and it tells you what the plane is, is that a 737-700?
No, it's an 800. It would be identified on the ticket as 738. 737-800.
Okay.
But the 800 is actually, it's a type of an 800, where they have reconfigured it so that there is another row of seats in the back and there is no room in the toilet. The toilet, literally, you gotta get into it sideways. And the seats are so squashed together.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. A couple months ago when my family flew out to Los Angeles for my brother's wedding, on the way back, we were on one of those 737s. I don't know if it was a 700 or an 800, but it was no screens. It was just, it was like
that's a max.
It was
the 730.
Awful.
There are three types of 737s. The 737-800, which is the standard 737, has, you know, some amenities. The 737-NEO.
This had nothing. This was just Greyhound bus. It was
awful. A 737 MAX. They take everything out, and they claim that people have told them they'd rather use their own devices, which is complete BS.
That's total BS. Yep.
Nothing worse than being on
the
aisle.
The streaming doesn't work.
Right. The streaming doesn't work half the time. But when it comes to what safety features there are, I mean, think about this. You're on the window and something happens and you got to get out. And the guy next to you has on his tray a screen or the person on the outside. So you got to take, you got to go to the bathroom. So the person has to shut down and get the iPad or the laptop, whatever it is, out of the way. And then the person on the outside has to do the same thing. Whereas if you have the monitors in the seat, nobody's got to do anything. You just get up and let the person walk out. It's very unsafe. And it's all they say, well, because people, that's such crap, self-serving BS.
Totally.
So, anyway.
That's like going to Starbucks, and then they just hand you an empty cup, and you've got to make your own latte. Oh, right. Well, customers prefer making their own latte.
Oh, really? Yeah.
No.
All right, 16 after the hour on the DJV show.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years. Which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th. Come in today and we'll help cover your first month's payment. Offer available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first month's payment and certified pre-owned warranty.
Calidrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than 3 bottles, you get a 4th one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOPLOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get the all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah. That's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at officedepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour. So you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list and hurry in to save up to 40% at the furniture event. That's up to 40% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 23rd, 2019.
Right now, you're probably working on a list of things to do today, like errands, bills, emails, housework, dinner, and don't forget that workout. Our brains help us keep our busy lives organized as we age, and Prevagen helps your brain. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So there's an Olympic gold medalist named Ali Raisman, R-A-I-S-M-A-N, who was one of the lead complainers about Larry Nassar, the guy that's in jail for 175 years for abusing 150 girls who were in his care. And she still talks about being concerned about what happened, and some of the people at the organization have told her to be quiet. And it doesn't seem like she wants to be quiet.
Well, good for her, I think.
So, yeah, me too. Yeah. I say that too.
I don't know if the reaction is just from people in that community who are higher up or people on social media who are like, okay, we've heard the story before. But, like, obviously the problem is not totally solved yet.
Well, and this went so many on for people really look the other
time.
Way.
Yeah.
All these people that look the other way with this thing, it's like the Catholic Church. People look, it's all like all of this abusive stuff. Why do people look the other way? Come on. 21 after on the DJV program.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
In which of the boy groups?
Not a boy group. Hootie and the Blowfish. Actual musicians. Not a boy band.
All right. Crank this up, Kara, will you, for a sec?
I don't want to hear, but you have to. If I told you.
His voice is pretty recognizable. I think, anyway. For me, it is.
He was good on the Elvis tribute.
Kind of like, yeah, I like him. Darius Rucker's philanthropic work now is in the focus on behalf of children. Recognized with a special award, he's set to receive the Harry Chapin Memorial Humanitarian Award during the Music Biz Awards at the Hall of Fame dinner in May in Nashville. In addition to supporting Children's Hospital in Charleston, South Carolina, the city where he grew up and still lives, he has helped raise a lot of money for St. Jude Research in Memphis, and the annual Darius and Friends concert and golf tournament goes to that and other benefactors. He's a benefactor, so they would be the beneficiaries. Rucker and his Hootie and the Blowfish bandmates also raised funds for more than 200 organizations centered on public education, youth golf programs. Their foundation hosts Hootie's Homegrown Roundup in the fall, and their Monday After the Masters celebrity tournament takes place as well. Past recipients of the Harry Chapin Memorial Humanitarian Award, named for the singer who led a lot of efforts to end world hunger, that sort of thing, was killed in a car crash on Long Island about 30 years ago. Martina McBride has won, Melissa Etheridge, Annie Lennox, Jackson Brown. So once he's presented with the Music Biz honor, Rucker is going to rejoin Hootie and the Blowfish for a group therapy tour. That was kind of cool. Band's first full-blown tour together since 2008. Launches May 30th in Virginia Beach. Will run through September, coincides with their plans to release a new album together at some point this, probably mid-year. So, dude, I've cranked this up. This is a fabulous song.
It'll be interesting to see how they sound now, because he's gone country. since they broke up. So it'll be interesting to see kind of if they have a different direction or a new sound.
His voice has always been a little country to me. His songs were always funny to sing because he's got this twang. But now listening, there's such a nostalgia like that I have associated with Hootie and the Blowfish. Yeah. They're just fun.
This song is a fabulous song. Crank it up again, Jerry. Now we want to be with you. I always thought this was one of those great pop songs that does have legs and will withstand the test of time. Okay, let's move along now to the news from the Imagine Dragons. They're apparently going to perform at the Pro Football Hall of Fame to help kick off the NFL's 100th season. The Hall announced that this band, I suppose you'd call it alt-rock. Would you say that Imagine Dragons are alt-rock?
Yeah, they're in that category.
Yeah. They'll headline the concert as the season begins in August. Previous featured acts for the concert, Aerosmith, Tim McGraw, Toby Keith, Maroon 5. So they're pretty good company, Imagine Dragons.
You know, Tim McGraw has, we were talking about, you know, how bad the halftime show was this year at the Super Bowl. Imagine Dragons, I'm not a huge fan of their music, but I have seen them in concert, and they put on an amazing show. They would have been a much better choice than Maroon 5. Toby Keith would have been a better choice. Tim McGraw, like, everyone would have been a better choice.
Yeah, better choice. I saw them at the Farm Aid concert in Chicago, I think probably 4 years ago, the first time when they was just getting started. Mm-hmm. And they were quite good. The show at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium, part of a week of festivities, including the first preseason game of the season, enshrinement of new Hall of Famers, Pat Bowlen, Gil Brandt, Tony Gonzalez, Ty Law, Ed Reed, Johnny Robinson, amongst others. So that's the story from the Pro Football.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump takes a lot of heat for many of his policies, but members of both parties are applauding how he's addressing the political turmoil in Venezuela. Yesterday, the president said military leaders in Venezuela have a clear choice: support opposition leader Juan Guaido as the legitimate president of the nation or face consequences. Meanwhile, that opposition leader himself, not providing details, but insists humanitarian aid that's been amassed crossing at the border between Colombia and Venezuela will reach the folks who need it in Venezuela this Saturday.
We will have a fantastic opportunity this Saturday to accept important humanitarian aid that the government in Venezuela has forbidden, and we have to pull our country out of this crisis.
Speaking through an interpreter there on Fox Business Network, and this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
Copays, codes, coupons. Searching for savings on prescriptions is so complex, it's like you need a doctorate degree. Fortunately, CVS Pharmacy employs thousands who have one, our pharmacists. Plus, we built a proprietary search tool to help them find you savings on prescriptions. You don't need to know all of that complicated stuff. You just need to know someone who does. Your friendly doctor of pharmacy at your local CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Ask pharmacist for details.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Items that are worth attention and commentary here on the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen. Jen has lost her voice. Let's go to the border. Man under the custody of Customs and Border Protection died. Statements at the agency said a 45-year-old Mexican died in McAllen, Texas, which is the southernmost border, the furthest east along the line of connection between Mexico and our country. Border Patrol said the man was detained for illegal reentry after crossing the border in February early in the month. Agency said the man sought medical help, was taken to Mission Regional Medical Center, was released. Next day he requested medical attention again, was taken to McAllen Medical Center. He stayed until he died there. He had cirrhosis of the liver, congestive heart failure. So why is this our responsibility, other than we're good people and it's the humanitarian thing to do with this guy?
Well, if they take him into custody, then that's, I think, constitutionally, they are under our jurisdiction and we are in charge of them.
Yeah.
So if you're going to take somebody into custody, then you have to treat them, as
more
if they were.
Well, is this person?
Or,
I know, but the way sometimes these things are phrased or written, it makes it look like it's our fault, and it's not our fault. Right? This guy had cirrhosis of the liver, for God's sakes, and heart problems. So he came here to have a better life, or he's trying to get in, or whatever it is. But I'm not feeling, I'm sorry the guy's dead, but I don't feel we're responsible for it at all. And yet there are some people who will say, screaming and yelling, look at all these people dying on the border. They've made a choice to try to come here because they can't maybe even get medical treatment wherever they are. So this is dicey, and how it's interpreted, I guess, depends on your point of view as to whether we should just open up the floodgates and let everybody come in, which nobody in their right mind thinks is a good thing, a good idea, but yet these things get a lot of attention. Speaking of we being humanitarians, the Russians apparently have sent humanitarian aid to Venezuela to counter whatever humanitarian aid we're giving in the name of the new president. The old president, who hasn't left yet, doesn't seem to be getting the message. Nicolas Maduro said the Russians are delivering 300 tons of aid to his country this week. There are huge problems there because of the political crisis that he has created. This guy is at fault. He's caused the problem. And so
I'm still so confused by this whole situation. So he's refusing to leave. He says he's still the president. He's on the phone with Putin. Putin's going
to
send all kinds of supplies.
Just to stir things up.
He's going to accept that from Russia, but he doesn't want to accept the U.S. humanitarian aid because we basically have acknowledged that the interim president is the real president. But who's running the country then? I just am so confused by this. Who's actually sitting in an office somewhere running the country? Who's legally in charge of the country?
It's so obvious what's going on here in terms of what the Russians, and I suppose you could say obvious what we were trying to do. I mean, the political play here is just to keep people. I mean, Putin and Maduro, they have no relationship. It's just a way of doing an up yours to the United States and saying, well, yeah, we back the legally elected representative. He's a crook. He cheated. They stuffed the ballot boxes. He no more won that election down there than I did.
Well, so look at how many elections Putin's quote-unquote won.
Right.
So maybe they've been swapping secrets.
You're right. And Putin says, vote for me or I'll shoot you.
Yeah, exactly.
The old Saddam Hussein routine. Yep, let's go vote for me. I won by 100% majority. Okay. The Environmental Protection Agency unveiling a new action plan to combat certain toxic chemicals that are in our drinking water. I wonder if they're going to look at fluoride as a toxic chemical, which it is, but all the big AMA folks think it's wonderful to have fluoride in the water, so we're not going to take a shot at that. But the acting
administration, there are so many things. There are so many things
so many
that are
other
worse
things
than fluoride right now.
And
I'm in New Jersey. We're one of the top states for having the worst water. And the water is horrendous.
All right, so
when
here's some of the stuff.
When I first moved here, I literally said I might even run for local office just on the, platform of water.
I want you to do that. Come on, let's say I want you to run for local office. You'd be great. Seriously.
I don't know.
I want you to run. What do they have, a city? Is it a city or town form of government?
I believe it's the city of Long Branch.
Good. All right, good. And you'll run for city council. I'll come down and we'll run a campaign.
I don't know that I want you anywhere near my campaign because had a lot of political run-ins in your own town.
Well,
so.
That's because I don't be. That's because I'm not quiet and don't go away. That's my. Listen, I've been here all my life, and some people like me and some people don't. That's life down on the farm, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen to some of the crap that's in the water. Ugh. The chemicals that found in the water include the things that are used to make carpets stain-resistant and things that firefighters use to fight fires, like that foam that they spray and everything.
Yeah.
That's in the water. Long-term exposure can affect your growth. Well, you think? If you're pregnant, imagine what these chemicals can do. Anybody who has, I've said this 100,000 times, if you have wall-to-wall carpet in your home, get rid of it. Don't buy it. The stuff that's in there increases your risk of cancer by about 3,000,000%. It's awful.
Yeah.
So anyway, the EPA is trying to take steps to limit these chemicals and how they get in. I want to know how that. I don't see how they get into the water. It must be.
That's a very good question. I don't know.
How do they get in? That's what I want to know.
I don't know if these are additives that are when they're processing the water, or are these leaking into the water system because this is chemical runoff from factories making these other items. Yep. It could be a combination
maybe
of both.
Maybe a little of all of that. Yeah, maybe a little of all of that could be. All right, in North Carolina, holding hearings on election fraud. Here we go. That's where Maduro learned how to do it.
They still haven't solved that.
No.
Yeah. It's the last state that still has not resolved their midterm elections.
The state's ninth congressional district, North Carolina State Board of Elections, started a hearing to decide whether it can declare a winner or if it needs to have a new election. Hello, duh. Races between Republican Mark Harris and Democrat Dan McCready. Latest count shows Harris leading by 905 votes, which is 0.32% of the electorate. Elections Board hasn't certified the results because the accusations of ballot tampering continue. Apparently the issue centers around absentee ballots, which is a big fiasco. Some people have said someone came to their door, offered to finish or submit their mail-in ballot for them. That's not... What, you think that's legal? Are you stupid enough to
totally
fall for
not
that?
Legal. Well, some people did, apparently.
Yeah. So. Right. Mail-in ballots are subject to all kinds of fraudulent stuff. Somebody opens them, then sticks them in the ballot box. How do you know they're putting yours in there? How do you know they're not sticking somebody else? This is mindless mayhem.
Well, then there was a woman who testified that she was paid by the Republican candidate to go around people's doors. Like, it's great. But I don't even understand. How stupid do you have to be in 2019 to hire someone?
This is all part of the electoral
system. You're not going to get caught?
The system, though, is so meshuggah. Because we're not teaching people. Youngsters would be very curious about this if they could learn about it in school, but they don't. There's no more teaching of civics or how the government works or how the country works. They don't teach that stuff anymore. So the things are a mess. Anyway, so where are we in February? The new Congress has been in session for almost 2 months, and these people don't have any representation. That'd really tick me off, frankly, if I'm... You know, that's what I'm paying for. That's what my taxes go for. I want representation, please. Representation. Now, I want Victoria to run. I'm going to run her campaign. I'm moving in down there. I'm going to fix those guys.
I wonder if you can actually sue if you can not pay taxes during that time because, you know, no taxation without representation.
That's some trouble.
So,
right.
Yeah. So, I don't know. You might have a constitutional case there.
See, there you go. Coming up, good news for Star Warriors. It's 44 after the hour here on the DJV Show.
Do you think you can lose fat cells without dieting? Science says the answer is yes. It's not about a fast process, but when you give your body back what it needs, you can lose weight without having to diet. Calitrin is specially formulated to do exactly that and proven for healthy and safe weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin. So far I've lost 35¾ inches, and I've lost 45 pounds.
My name is Judy. I live in Newburgh, Indiana. I have lost 21 pounds on Calitrin. I really like it. I had exercised and nothing made a difference. So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well Calitrin really worked. And it also took my hot flashes away. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Give your body back what it needs with Calitrin. Check it out online at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS for Calitrin's big sale. Again, that's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
Ballard County School District in Kentucky is better preparing its students to pursue various career pathways thanks to a $25,000 America's Farmers Grow Rural Education Grant. The school upgraded the technology throughout its classrooms to enhance its health science curriculum. The Grow Rural Education Program, sponsored by the Monsanto Fund, a philanthropic arm of Bayer, allows farmers to help make a lasting impact on their public school districts. Farmers can nominate a school district to apply for $10,000 or $25,000 grants aimed at improving science, technology, engineering, and math curriculums. In 2019, Grow Rural Education will award more than $2.3 million to schools. Now through April 1st, farmers can make nominations by visiting www.americasfarmers.com. That's americasfarmers.com.
Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you go to bed? Do you fall off, but then you can't stay asleep? What is the problem? No matter what you do, you can't get a good night's rest. Well, a lot of us have that problem, so try MyPillow. That's what I've done. Members of the DJV gang using MyPillow. You'll get great rest every night. MyPillow, because it's made with 100% cotton, machine washable, dryable, very popular to begin with. If you haven't tried one, they make it so easy for you. These pillows made in the USA come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Wow. And backed by popular demand, MyPillow's best deal. You buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. Visit MyPillow.com. Make sure you use that promo code DJV. That's the promo code DJV to get the deal at MyPillow.com.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found garlic. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one garlic tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with garlic.
Garlic, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, if you love Star Wars like I do, if you love Star Wars like I love Star Wars, whoa, whoa, oh, what a show. So there's a good news quotient here today. You can now convert your love of lightsabers to the world of competitive sports. That is, if you live in France, you can do that. The French Fencing Federation, say that 100 times fast. That's great alliteration. The French Fencing Federation, that oversees Olympic-level sword play, has added lightsabers as a recognized weapon for competition.
I saw a video of this on the TV yesterday. It was on one of the sports channels. They were talking about it, and they've got the they've got their like Star Wars outfits on as they fight with lightsabers. And I'm like, really?
Yeah.
That's not a sport.
Yeah. The fighters have the option of waving the whole lightsaber from tip to hilt behind them or to their side. So let's hear it for the French Fencing Federation. I'm trying to imagine how this would work as an actual sport.
I'm assuming it's, you know, pretty much just like fencing. But you know what I will
say? Is it men and men against men or men against women, women against women? How does this, what's the competition?
Probably men versus men and women versus women. I think that's how fencing normally
works. I would like to see you and Kara and Victoria doing a lightsaber fencing match.
We'll see what we can set up. But you know what? If this gets nerdy guys out of their house, instead of playing video games and watching movies, they're actually getting some exercise, then I guess
that's
good.
True.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
Good exercise. All right. Good news for Star Wars fans who live in France. 50 minutes after the hour, 10 before the new hour on the DJV show.
Pain and my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DV Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Now, 53 past the hour, it's pet time. Yes, the pet show is in the focus. This is not the pet show, although, you know, I've talked to Warren about this before. I'm a little concerned because he's here every week. Actually, we run one of his vignettes, the tips, every single day on this program. He has never, never, ever, not once invited me to be on his program to tell stories about cows. Not once! Never.
Unless you have a housebreaking problem with your cows, Doug, you're not coming on the show.
I can lend lots of credibility to the story of cows and how to treat your cow. Listen, goats.
That's my next book, How to Get Your Cow to Do What You Want.
That's right.
The next book.
All right, so punishing pets does not work. I found a couple of times when I first had my love, Daisy, here and is trying to get her to not poop in the house and pee without really realizing, putting two and two together. Remember, she spent, my new English bulldog I got last May, she spent 2 years of her life in a crate. Never got out, pooped in the crate, peed in the crate, didn't have any connection to any human being at all. She just had two litters, and that's why she was alive. And so when I got her, she had no training, no seasoning, no connection. And, you know, I didn't quite put all of it together. So at first it was began to bother me, and then I realized what I was doing. You and I talked about it, actually. You told me just to love her and give her rewards when she does the right thing, and so that's what I have done, and she doesn't have, there's no more problem. As a matter of fact, it's like she was a different dog. Somebody said that to me. I brought her to have some acupuncture yesterday, Warren, and I can't believe this is the same dog that I saw last May.
And yeah, but if you think about it, Doug, from the perspective of the dog, you take a dog into your home, a new dog or a new cat or any animal into your home, whatever, and they're going to have behavioral issues, jumping, humping, digging, whatever they're doing. And the bottom line is all you say is no, 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 no. I joke all the time that you say no in some homes and the dog comes thinking that's his name. But if you think about this, if you think about when you bring a dog or cat into your home and they're having some behavioral issues and you're saying, no, don't do this, stop doing that, don't jump, don't hump, don't do this, don't pee, what they're getting is a tremendous amount of attention for being bad, attention they never received in the past. And just like children, dogs will respond to negative or positive attention. So if you focus on the positive aspect when they're being good, don't always just say, no, bad dog. When they're being good, just sleep and go over, give them a pat on the head. You'll find it'll work a lot better. But remember, it doesn't happen overnight. It takes patience, a lot of praise, a lot of hugging, and a lot of kissing. And if you're frustrated, that's why God created Chardonnay.
Give it to your dog. The dog will love it. So today is National Love Your Pet Day, and a number of things come out as a result of this with Americans and pet owners. There was a survey done, and the question was, which pet-related characteristics do you find attractive in your mate? Number one was somebody who treats their pet like a family member. I think if you are treating your pet like a family member, you are a very lovable person. You agree with that, of course.
Oh, absolutely. They are part of the family. So look at the names we give them. Years ago, it was Whitey, Blackie, you know, King and Queen. Right. Now it's Sam, Harry, and Saul. Sounds like a poker game in the Catskills.
What a great line that is. All right. I'm trying because I spent $3,000 when Daisy had her problem of not being able to ingest leather and buttons and stuff, and she was in the hospital for couple of days. So I started looking into the pet health insurance. What a maze of... I've looked at five different places, and by the time you're done, it's $1,000 a year for any kind of decent coverage. And so I'm figuring I'm going to bet on Daisy's health instead of betting against her, which is insurance is just betting against whether it's you, the dog, whatever.
Here's a better idea, Doug. A better idea. Some insurance is good, but you got to check it out, as you said, very carefully. You know, are there caps on the insurance, pre-existing diseases? But here's what a lot of people are doing. Rather than paying for pet insurance, they set up a savings account, and every week or every month, they put a few dollars in there for a pet emergency. So at the end of the year, they cover whatever expenses they need to take care of their pet. So I'm a big fan of insurance. If you know what you're doing, you're starting with a young dog or whatever. However, a lot of people are opting to have their own insurance by putting money away, having a savings program specifically if their dog or cat were to get ill. I think that's a great idea as well.
Yeah, all right. So then that's the alternative to pet insurance, a very good idea. Put 10, 12, 15, whatever it is. This is $80 a month, some of these policies, 80, 90 bucks a month. So put that into a savings account. You got something at the end of the day, the month, the year. Thank you. That's a great idea. Warren C., that's why he's the host of the Pet Show. Check it out at petshow.com.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.